Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Free Fire Radio on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Good morning, everybody. It is the 25th of October. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda is on a serious assignment this morning, as opposed to be, I guess, on an unserious, but she told me this is a serious assignment this morning. I said, okay, you got it. But Jared's here with the weather and many other things. Today, for the first time, well, maybe not the first time, but one of the very few times we discussed a football game. We don't usually talk about football.
No. That was such a blowout last night. I had to bring it up.
Yeah.
And I know you're a Tom Brady fan, so.
Well, but how could you not be a Tom Brady fan? I mean, let's just say it like this. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. When you can see the great, imagine this. What if you saw Babe Ruth play back at his, you know, in his heyday, slamming those, you know, that 60 home runs, a record that stood for decades, and still, you know, some people will say that it has never been really been beaten because they've expanded the number of games and the ball's a lot livelier and all these things. But imagine if you could have seen, he was, you know, at that point the greatest of all times. Looking at somebody who is, what is he now, 44?
I think he's 45.
45 years old. And the way he was playing yesterday, you have to ask yourself, can he play for another 5 years? I mean, it's going
right.
To be...
He is 44, sorry.
44. Right. Okay, he's 44. Is he going to be able to play another 4 or 5 years?
He says
think about it.
He thinks he can play until he's 50.
Yeah. I mean, it may be when he's 50, he goes, you know, nobody's going to touch these records. Nobody's going to touch these records unless they start playing football year-round. You know, so there's a lot more games, but I doubt if they'll do that. But anyway... you're here to give us the weather.
Yes, I am. Good morning. It's currently 50 degrees. Today, 70% chance of showers with a high of 59, a low of 45. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers with a high of 56, a low of 47. Wednesday, a chance of showers, then partly sunny with a high of 66, a low of 48. Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 74, a low of 48. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 71 and a low of 48.
Wow. Sunshine. Well, Thursday it says sunny, too. Okay, well, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, rain. We've had enough rain. Have we had enough rain?
No. That was quite a bit yesterday, but yeah, I think we need more.
Need more. But right now, I think the way they say it, there's an atmospheric river over Reddit, over the North State right now. It could bring up to 9 inches of rain, but should start, as you said, start easing up on Wednesday. It's been flowing through the North State, expected to bring 9 inches of rain in some parts of the region. It's forecast to ease up this week, but before sun returns to North State skies, I'm getting this out of Record Searchlight. Reading is expected to get about 3 inches of rain, while some parts of northern Shasta County will get about 9 inches. Parts of Siskiyou County will also see significant amounts of rain. I wonder if there's snow up on... I think they said they needed chains above Lassen. Was that it? I don't know. You might find out from Sue. She was giving that. She said she was given a road report. I know that they've got problems with, working on the roads, but I heard, ask Sue if they had chains for snow. That could be something. And she's in there she's in there telling as we speak. Is there
I'm not sure. I guess east there might be.
East? Well, I heard Sue talking about it on the radio today.
Highway 36, 44.
Okay, they've all got changed.
Yeah, if you're heading out, yeah.
Why don't you hop back in there, Sue, before you run out?
Yeah, we do have chain control in effect in some areas, especially if you're traveling eastbound. So if you're going out 299 east, expect possible delays. Also, I believe Highway 36 eastbound.
Okay. Well, now we'll start getting a snowpack. Man, we spend a lot of time talking about rain, but my gosh, after you've been in a drought for 2 years and you have Lake Shasta down as much as it's been down, the fact that we're getting all this rain, and hopefully, you know, to clear up for like a week or so and allow the water to soak in, and then we'll get more rain and just have a real monsoon winter. Let's just hope for that. We need it. Okay. This weekend, lots of things. You know, we offer up to Turtle Bay every year. Pam and Rick Hill and Linda and I offer up a dinner for them to auction off. And the dinner consists of, I usually do a paella dinner, which is it can be made in different ways. I use seafood. And then the Hills bring appetizers and wine, and then Rick plays while the people are eating, plays his guitar, and then Linda sings a few songs with them, dessert, and that's it. But we provide, all the libations. And we have it every year. And for 6 years, or 4 or 5 years, Dr. George Dome and his wife Anik put together a team, of people, and they bid on it, and they've done pretty well bidding on it. It raises a lot of money for Turtle Bay, and other part of it though is they come to our home and we serve them dinner that night, and a good time is had by all. But I got to meet we always get to meet new people that come in there for that. And in this case, a dentist here in town. And then another a younger couple, that she raises miniature horses. And Jared said, well, is there a market for miniature horses? Yeah, there is. She competes in these different, they pull little sulkies, and they have, they've got like national championships with these. And she's got 11 mares and one stallion and an arena form and everything for training. It was interesting. She says one of them comes into the house. They're like 36 inches tall at the shoulder. So, you know, like it's the size of a very large dog. But the horse will come in the house. So my first question when I hear this is, have you got them house trained somehow? I mean, because, you know, they're talking about horses, these real miniature horses, smaller than that, being service animals. They're smart. They pick up the same kind of training as dogs do, and they live to be 30 years old, where a dog is probably, you know, good for 12 years. And so you could have the same service animal for 30 years, which is kind of a good idea. So, and she said, no, the horse doesn't stay in there very long. It comes in the house, and she gets it out before it may have an accident there. And I can't imagine I think the accident of the small horse would be just a little bit more than, say, an accident of a pug that's in there. Other things that happened over the weekend besides the rain was, you know, watching, like we said, I watched I didn't get to watch college football. I was preparing. And Sunday, I did watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they played the Chicago Bears, and the Chicago Bears have a rookie quarterback that the Tampa Bay defense just destroyed. just destroyed. And if, and even the announcers were saying, you know, maybe they should pull him out. You know, he's got a, you know, this young man has a lot of potential, but if he gets, he is just, he can't read the defenses yet. He, you know, he doesn't click off fast enough to go from one receiver to another. And they have, you know, and, but they never did bench him, but they did bench Tom Brady. With about, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes left to go, 8 minutes left to go, game's out of reach. So he brought in his backup quarterback who could throw the ball and run the ball. So it wasn't like they lost a lot. But it was interesting, like I said earlier, watching the greatest athlete at that position play at the age of 44 when a lot of the football players don't make it to their 30s. Because of the high impact on their bodies, somehow Brady's been able to make it through. Okay, when we come back from the break, we've got the Air Force with us. We're going to talk about a big event they're having. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Redding Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on a serious assignment today. Yeah, don't ask me. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, 15 years in the making, locally owned, locally run, local board of directors, been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown today, and 192 Hartnell Avenue, and the old Rayleigh Shopping Center right there in the Copplestone Shopping Center. Oh, Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, on the line I have with me the Air Force. And I have with me Senior Airman Nathaniel McKay. Good morning, Senior Airman.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, just living the dream out here. It's raining and it's, the studios haven't flooded again today, so we're okay. Air Force is bringing a band here.
Yes, we have the Air Force Band of the Golden West from Travis Air Force Base down the road about 2.5 hours in Fairfield. We're up here. We got a couple community performances for free this Thursday and Friday.
Okay, and tell us about the band, though, first. We got some time.
Sure. So the Air Force Band of the Golden West, like I said, we're stationed at Travis Air Force Base. The Air Force Band of the Golden West is like a blanket term for actually a bunch of smaller groups. So more specifically, the group that is out here this week is the Golden West Brass Quintet. And we play anything from traditional military marches to pop rock to brass quintet literature to New Orleans brass band and jazz and Sinatra classics and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Now, how do you enlist in the Air Force for the band?
Yes, so we actually have an audition process beforehand. So we come in pre-qualified for our job, and we don't have to go through what most of the, or the rest of the Air Force really, has to go through, which is tech school. But we don't have to do that because of our audition.
Do you have to go through boot camp?
We do. We go through boot camp just like everyone else.
Now, you have older people, though. Do they have to meet the, don't you sometimes have like older people that are auditioning and all that? I mean, they're not all 18 or 19, are they?
Oh, no. I mean, most everyone has their degree. Some even have more advanced degrees, and even some people have their doctorates. And so I'd say the median age is probably around 30 or so, for the band at least. So, yeah.
Oh, the average age. Okay, but they still go through boot camp.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can enlist up to 39 years of age in the Air Force. So,
what's Air Force boot camp like?
Oh, man, it is, it kicked my butt, that's for sure.
Now, first of all, you're talking to a Marine, so I really do want to hear what your boot camp's like. I mean, y'all do the marching and running and jumping and...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's also not, what, 12 weeks? Is that what you had to go through? Or is it more?
I think it was more than that, but...
Oh, okay. Man, yeah. For me, it's supposed to be about 8.5 weeks. For me, it ended up being right at 9 weeks. We do, of course, all the, like, they march us around everywhere. We have to do PT every morning, which was actually kind of nice because I myself wasn't a very physically active person, so it was nice to finally get in some kind of shape, and BMP definitely forced me to do that. So we did that stuff, and, of course, we had chow three times a day. And
do you all do a rifle range or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So everybody in the band has gone through basic training then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, believe it or not, I actually got marksman and the CATM, which was like the rifles and whatnot.
So, yeah.
Hey, watch out. No, I'm just kidding.
What? I love it because the Marine Corps does the same thing. They recruit musicians, and that's why you'll see some of them that look kind of old to be carrying like a sergeant's rank. But you don't go through a tech school because you are. Do you all have like a music school? I know the Navy's got some kind of a music school.
Right.
Like they send people
to. I cannot tell you why, but the Air Force regional bands are the only regional bands, I believe, out of like the Air Force, Navy, Marines, and the Army.
Yeah.
Because they all have regional bands as well. We're the only regional bands that don't have to go through any kind of like music tech school or anything like that.
Okay. So, and so now you all make tours of this area then, the Golden West.
Yes. Yes. Our area of responsibility is Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, and Nevada. Those are our five states that we tour in and play for the public.
Now, how often you're on the road, Nathaniel? Or senior airman, should say. And what rank is senior airman? What E?
It's E4.
E4. Okay. Now, you're not the head of the band, or are you?
Oh, no. No, I am just the operations representative.
Okay.
The ops rep, the tour manager, I just book the gigs and stuff like that. So
book the gigs.
Make sure we have a hotel and yes, sir. Make sure.
Now, how often are you all on the road?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously not so much this past year and a half, but before COVID, yes, we were on the road. I, for instance, think I was on the road about 50 to 70 days of the year, depending on the TDYs and all that good stuff.
But, okay. All right. So, but now you all are here. You're coming to Reading and Anderson. But tell us about the show. And it's going to be at the Reading School of the Arts.
Yes. So the first show we have is, on, like I said, on this Thursday, the 28th. That's at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater.
Okay.
The
rain should be cleared up by then.
Yes, that it should. And hopefully it holds out, knock on wood. So, yes, that one is at 6 p.m. at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater.
Okay.
The 29th is also at 6 p.m. At the Reading School of the Arts, like you said, at their amphitheater.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I mean, you can expect a whole bunch of different kinds of music, genres, and it'll be a whole lot of fun. And it's completely free to the public. No charge at all. And if you need to find more details, you can find us on Facebook at USAF Band of the Golden West or on Instagram by searching the handle at Band Golden West. So.
Okay. Now, completely free. You're going to hear some great music. Like you said, all different genres of it from, did you say Dixieland to what else?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Or some New Orleans brass band kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been down to New Orleans?
I've been once.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go back.
They're probably underwater right now. Maybe not.
Yeah.
And so your band's made up from what? The whole United States, I imagine.
Oh, yes. People audition from all over. I mean, we even have people from Puerto Rico audition in our ND, the groups.
Yeah.
So it's people from all over the U.S. as well as some of our territories. So
we got a caller right now. So, Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have a question for the senior airmen. So when they're playing gigs like in the North State and they're playing like Thursday and Friday, are they allowed to like sit in and play on another job just somewhere else? I mean, for pay, of course.
That is a good question. I mean, I think as long as it's not a part of the Air Force, obviously, that may be a possibility, but I think also since we're on government orders, that might keep us from doing that, since we're on official government orders.
You got another question, Pat, or can I hang up on
you? That's it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so now, do you ever, you all take gigs on your off hours?
Yes. A lot of us have side gigs that we have, whether it's like playing in like wedding bands or playing in other groups like that or big bands and stuff like that.
So you could put together a big band then and back somebody up as long as it was on a day off, huh?
Oh, one could. One could do that, but that is very ambitious. I am just a musician for hire. I'm not trying to put something together myself.
Now,
right
now. What instrument do you play, Senior?
I play the trumpet.
Ooh.
Ooh, no.
No. My wife just had a gig here in town, and the trumpet player is from Alaska and flew in for it. The other day. And, a brass section. And so, you know, that always adds a lot, you know, to a jazz gig, I think. So, okay. Well, thank you so much. So we've got the Golden West Band, Air Force Band, coming in here for two free concerts. The first one Thursday at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater. It starts at 6:30.
6 p.m.
Starts at 6 p.m. And if you miss that, or if you see that and go, I got to have more, you can go to the Reading School of the Arts, their amphitheater, the next night at 6 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so two great chances to listen to some great music from some of our heroes in our military that are out there. So I urge people to, if you want to hear something, hear great music, is to attend one of these or both of these. And Senior Airman, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me on the show.
Are you still running your 3 miles every day?
Believe it or not, I do not know. No way.
how old are you, Nathaniel?
I'm 25.
25, okay. You know, I just thought, well, yeah, I came in, I was 39, and I thought I, you know, wanted to be in the Air Force band. That's cool. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
You know what the bands used to do during, you know, like, the Civil War? You know, the bands
They're on the front lines, man.
Well, what they were doing, what they did was, is they were the stretcher bearers. They would, you know, they would pick up the wounded and get them back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't know that. That's nuts. That's hardcore.
That's hardcore. See?
Yeah, I think some of the band people would be shocked. That would be something that I don't know that we could do today. But
well,
hey,
look
we
it
have
up.
To do it. I'm
look
sure
up
we do it.
Bands during the Civil War on the battlefields. Oh, they had a World they deal. Had a regular no they had a that was their mission was to take care of wounded and get them off the battlefield. So, okay. Hey, Nathaniel, we will see you Thursday or Friday. It sounds like a great deal.
All right.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Now, Sleep Number is like the bed for the National Football League. And you can take some notes from the pros here. They must be at the top of their game. They use blackout blinds and keep the technology away from bed. They ensure the room temperature is cool. 65 to 67 degrees is ideal for quality sleep. They found relaxation apps helpful in catching more quality Z's too. And right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. You can save up to $700 on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. This ends today at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. I go over and see Steve or any of the professionals over there. Lay on the beds. Try them out. My Sleep Number setting is 40, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. We can adjust those depending on what kind of day it is. We've had our Sleep Number bed for about 8 years. We started with one, and now we're in the 360 smart bed. And you can adjust it to the way you want it. You can have it come up so you can, it gives you more support around your back and neck if you want to watch TV or read. The foot comes up to, for better sleep for that zero gravity. That Sleep Number. only in the Target Shopping Center at our Sleep Number store. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes, call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Why all this sedate music this morning, man? Not on a Monday. You got to rock me because I'll go, oh, it can't be high. No, you got to rock on Monday mornings. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, you can get into that slow stuff, but not on Mondays, buddy.
Noted.
Noted. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He has been at it for a couple of decades. He is truly a professional from the old school. He's not going to waste your time, your money. He's going to fix that windshield. He's not going to take a chance with the safety of your family, whether it's a chip or a 2-foot crack in your windshield. He can fix it. Bring your vehicle in for a free evaluation and inspection at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business. We've had our windshields repaired there several times, and there's nobody better than Jeff. Now, speaking of a very useful organization, with me is Rose Galen, and she is from the Ridgeline Pediatric Daycare and Respite Center. What is that?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Oh, Rose, you've been here before for other things,
yes,
too.
Yes, I have.
And but tell us what this is.
So Ridgeline Pediatric is a specialized day health care center that specializes in taking care of medically fragile children. So these are children that couldn't or can't go to a typical daycare to get services. So they need a licensed nurse.
Okay. So they can't go to regular daycare?
No.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So with Ridgeline, we opened our first facility about a year ago, and we didn't realize what great need we needed in Reading. And we just last week opened our second facility. So now
wow.
We have two facilities here in Reading to serve the community.
Okay. Now, the only two requirements, you said you must be between the age of – you must be under the age of 21.
Yes.
And have a special medical need.
Yes, that is correct.
And that includes – feeding tubes, respiratory needs, heart conditions, medication assistance.
Seizure disorders, if they got a trach,
yeah.
Heart conditions, post-transplant.
And there's enough of these young people, enough of these children,
correct.
To be, how many patients or students do you have?
We are licensed for overnight. Our license is for 6.
But
okay. We have anywhere up to 8 to 10 children in our facility at any given time.
Right.
Like I said, when we opened up our facility here last year, we did not realize the great need that Reading had. And our eyes were opened, and so we did the best we can, and we rushed around, and we got our second facility open so we can meet the needs of this community.
Wow. Okay. And we're going to get a little bit more into, your licensing and everything. But what are some of the programs you have there?
Good question. So it is fully licensed by the state of California and ran by licensed nurses, an RN and LVN, and we have PCAs that are very similar to people that know what a CNA is, except that they are exclusively trained on how to take care of medically fragile pediatrics.
Okay, CNA is Certified Nursing Assistant.
Right.
And the PCA is a
Personal Care Assistant.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Hey, for all you people out there that complain about my acronyms for the military, there I am. I'm helping you out. Now, you can do,
We perform a lot of things there.
Yeah, you've got individual care plans.
Yes, we do.
And for each one.
So we do work closely with their provider, their medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We also work very closely with the school system, with the IEP program. So that's the individual plan of care that the school puts into place for these children. We do case management, daycare overnight respite cares, which is done twice a month. They can come and stay with us Thursday night, Friday night, and go home Saturday. This is a huge benefit that we offer so that the families can have date night
There's your respite.
Yeah, that's the respite services. Socialization for children with medical needs is huge. And so we provide the social atmosphere through physical and music and art therapy and sensory play. We also make sure that there is enough nurses and educated people there to take care of their medical needs so they can continue to be children but have their needs met medically as well.
Do some of the children grow out of these?
You are right. We do have graduations.
Yeah. I mean, they get better.
Yes.
I guess there's a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
They get better.
They can grow out of the need because they have grown through our education and through the school's education
mm-hmm.
to a point where they don't require us anymore, whether it be medically or physically or mentally. It's not usual. I'm going to say that. It's not usual, but it does happen, and we get very, very excited when that does happen.
Okay, so I don't think people realize, you're talking 8 to 10, so you opened up another one, so 16 to 20 children. And these are children with almost beyond special. When you say special needs, it's kind of even beyond that.
Yeah.
When you think about being in and having a seizure disorder or respiratory, so they have to have special treatments, I'm sure breathing type of treatments, heart conditions, all those things. And then the parents have to work.
Right.
So this, I can imagine what this would do for a single parent.
So wow. We've heard so many stories just in this last year on how grateful and thankful the families are for us because they were not able to work full-time. They had to work part-time mm-hmm. and juggle finding caregivers for their loved ones at home. Go to a doctor's appointment, go shopping, or even do something fun for themselves. I had another family that our facility was the first facility that their child had ever attended, and the first time that their child was ever out of the home for care, and the family was just beside themselves as to what to do with themselves because they'd never had that type of time on their hands.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Rose Galen, who RN, who is the one of the she's the administrator over at the Ridgeline Pediatric Day Health and Respite Center. I've seen this before, but I never really have talked to you, and mm-hmm. so that's why we wanted to take this opportunity. And they take care of I guess you could say children between ages, well, from a newborn up to age 21.
So, yes, one of our facilities is licensed for that. And we also have a second facility that is licensed that I can actually, they can stay with us until forever.
Forever.
Yeah, we do have a dual license in one of our buildings where they can come from zero to
now,
the end.
They don't have, okay, I got to take a break. Then we'll come back and I want to talk about, I've got like six other questions I need to get. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber over at State Granite. You know, what does Mike do on the weekends? Mike travels up to Oregon in his last weekend, and he enters these low-speed car races. You know, they don't get any higher than 55, but they race around in chicanes and all these other things, you know, in between these orange cones. And that's the way he relaxes, because he works his butt off for you during the week at Estate Granite. And Estate Granite, he is a true artist. He can do anything with granite. Marble, slate. He can redesign your kitchen, your bathroom, and other areas in your house to make it just so much more than what it is. He works by appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE. You get a free consultation. And this is a busy man, but he does outstanding work. It's a veteran-owned business, Estate Granite. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Current Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Baselite pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Current Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We, the people, should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Okay, that's better. But that's still, you have not reached the zenith yet, buddy. I want to hear Walking on Sunshine. I want to hear some rock and roll. I want to hear Running on Empty. I want to hear all of those things. 7:51 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. And Linda's on serious assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Our favorite place to shop for jewelry. And it's getting close to Christmas. You got to start thinking about that. Go down and see Rebecca and ask her, what kind of neat things would my wife like, or my husband like, or for just for yourself? Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. I'm here with Rose Galen, who is the administrator of the Ridgeline Pediatric Day Health and Respite Center. They're getting ready to open up their second office because they have such a high need for these patients. Now, These children must be between the ages of birth and 21 and have special medical need that required skilled nursing. That includes feeding tubes, seizure disorders, tracheostomies, respiratory needs, heart conditions, medication administration. You offer appropriate social and age-appropriate educational programs, occupational, physical, music, art, and sensory therapies. Now, how safe is it there? What is your licensing
good
requirements?
Question. So we are fully licensed by the state of California as a pediatric day health center, and it's got RNs and LVNs there, and especially educated caregivers for the type of needs that we have in the building. Let's see. Also, I want to address the COVID question, which a lot of people out there have called and asked me about their children and COVID. Our facility...
Yeah, because they're already at risk.
Right. So that is the huge part. Because they are medically fragile, they are they are in that category of high risk. So our facility goes through stringent cleaning and sanitation three times throughout the day and as needed with the children. We make sure that we keep our school-age kids separated from our non-school-age kids, or those that go to school that and those that don't go to school, to reduce that risk of contact and to reduce that risk of transmission. Our staff are fully vaccinated, all of our staff that work there. And, again, like I said, we make sure that the place is cleaned at least three times throughout the day, all services, and sanitized.
Okay, and you're screening people when they're coming in, of course, because you do have children there that are at risk. Now, how do you pay for these services?
Good question. So these services are...
You know why all these are such great questions? What's your child's name?
Oh, this is Hunter, my grandson.
Hunter? Where do you think I get all these great questions from?
Massive brain.
Well, you know what? That's true in many cases, but really, your grandmother wrote them down for me. That's why I can go through this thing. And I'm gonna get to Hunter here in a minute, so just stand by, son.
All right.
Okay. Now, how do people pay for this, Rose?
So this service is free to those that qualify for Medi-Cal. So any child that has a medical need typically has the ability to have Medi-Cal as their medical insurance. Also, we're funded by Far Northern, which is a regional service up here in Northern California.
Okay. So people may think, gosh, you know, I don't know if my insurance would kind of cover this because private insurance might cover it. But there are grants here that can help you with your child.
Yes. Okay. So if you have any questions about whether or not you can afford it, please give us a call because I can help you through that process and discuss how you can afford it. No child that has a medical need should be at a position where they cannot afford to go to.
Well, how do people get a hold of you, Rose?
So there's a couple of ways. Our first building that opened up for the pediatrics, you can call me there at 530-605-4866.
Okay. Now, where are you located at?
So we do have the two buildings.
Right.
So for the pediatric side, the smaller children, it's at Chinook. So it's 4322 Chinook Drive. That's right here in Reading, and it's right across the street from the park there on Chinook. So it's a great location for the kids to hang
out with
us.
What's the major cross street there?
So let's see. We have Hartnell and what is that? Buena Vista and Hartnell. So Hartnell.
Okay.
Right off of Hartnell is Chinook.
Okay.
There.
Got it.
Yeah.
So for our listeners, for your children or your grandchildren, and they have special needs like this, and it's and you need some help, it may just be maybe for a... Are you open on weekends?
So we're open Monday through Friday, except for our respite weekends, and we are open on Saturday.
Okay. So you may need, you know, a couple of days to yourself, and Rose and her team will give you those 2 days. Or maybe you need some help during the week because you're working. I would give Rose a call at 530-605-4866 and ask her about the programs that are going on there. So this is great. This is wonderful. It's unfortunate that you have to have two buildings, and then you're going to have to open up a third office. You know, I mean, I have no idea how many children are like this, but then again, if the families are, you know, they're, when they have a child that has these problems, they're there with them.
They are. And a lot of them feel very isolated and alone.
Yeah.
And we're here, and we want everybody to know we're here.
Okay. Hunter.
Hello.
Get up there close to it. Yeah.
Hello.
Nope. Try again.
That better?
That's better.
All right.
Now, Hunter, I asked Hunter because, you know, he's sitting here eyeing me. And Hunter, you went to school last Monday.
I did.
But not everybody did.
No.
What were your classes like?
Well, there was only 8 kids in our class, which is surprising.
Which is usually how many?
Usually it's 25 or 26.
Okay. And then your buddy had...
So my friend in another class, only 4 kids showed
up. Only 4 kids showed up.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids didn't show up. Did all the teachers show up?
Yes, they all did.
What did they say? Did they say anything in the class about what was going on?
Not really. My teacher, she did mention it, I think once or twice. She did mention that a lot of the kids were gone, so we were going to have a different schedule. But she didn't really talk specifically about the walkout.
Yeah. So what did you know about the walkout?
Well, I knew that, you know, going
into school. First of all, how old are you? You're in seventh grade.
I am in seventh grade. I'm 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you like this because you seem pretty old for 12. Okay. So what did you know about the walkout?
Well, I actually had only learned about it like 2 days prior from my grandma. And I knew that people were walking out of school because they didn't like that there was a mandate on getting vaccinated.
Well, that's good. So and that a lot of people had might have had some concerns about their children being a mandate to be. And what's a mandate to you?
Mandate is something that's required.
Okay. All right. What school do you go to?
I go to Turtle Bay School.
Oh, you do, huh? Do you like Turtle Bay?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is. Do you have a turtle?
No, we do not.
Okay, I'm just wondering. You know. So what are you studying? What's your favorite?
My favorite topic right now is probably history.
Okay. All right, Hunter. Thanks a lot for being, you know, for talking to us a little bit, cause from somebody in the front lines of the school. And Rose Galen from Ridgeline Pediatric Day Health and Respite Center. Thank you so much for what you do. You know, I mean, you've been on before about other things.
Right.
But this one is, I can see you coming back on again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So do you all ever do fundraisers or things like that?
We sure do, and we'll come and talk to you when we're going to do that.
Okay. So thank you so much, and thank you for what you do for our community.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, it's open line. Yeah, I hope you prepared yourselves. Bon chance. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
No weather service meteorologist Jared Maples says suspected tornadoes touched down across southeastern Missouri and southwestern Illinois.
We have radar indications that showed, you know, the evidence that there was circulation and, you know, the type of damage that we've seen throughout the night and into the morning does indicate that there was likely tornado damage in these areas.
And the Northeast getting ready for at least one nor'easter. It could arrive tomorrow, bringing gusty winds, heavy rains, and much cooler temperatures. Sudan's tentative embrace of democracy stopped dead in its tracks. The military has taken over, arresting the acting prime minister and other government officials. The United States expressing concern at what's going on.
On Twitter, the U.S. Embassy in Sudan said it was gravely concerned after the military detained the country's prime minister and other civilian leaders. It said the leaders of the coup are undermining Sudan's transition to democracy and called on them to stand down. A top U.S. official also said that Washington was deeply alarmed about the events and warned that a military coup could jeopardize American aid to Sudan.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher right now. The Dow is up 34 points, the Nasdaq ahead 69, and the S&P 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's one box that you'd run back into your burning house to grab. It's the box filled with your videotapes, film reels, and photos. Those sentimental, meaningful, irreplaceable moments. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago so that we could help families save their memories from being destroyed by floods or fires.
And it's not just natural disasters, Adam. Every day, videotapes and photos are slowly fading away, decaying, neglected in closets and attics.
Digitizing your old media stops fading, and preserving those recordings means they are safe forever. It's like magic converting your shoebox of memories into digital files, ready to watch and share.
It's the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. That's why over 1 million families have already trusted Legacy Box. Legacy Box is simple and easy, it works, and is safe. We'd love to preserve your family's collection. Don't wait, the risk is too great. Visit legacybox.com/LBOX to save 40%. That's legacybox.com/LBOX to get started and save. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
Greenhouse gas concentrations hit a record high last year, according to the World Meteorological Organization.
The increase in heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere accelerated faster than the annual average for the last decade. The United Nations Weather Agency released the data in its annual report, noting the change came despite a temporary reduction during pandemic-related lockdowns. The agency said concentrations of carbon dioxide, methane and nitrous oxide were all above levels in the pre-industrial era. The period before 1750 is considered as a time when human activities started disrupting Earth's natural equilibrium. I'm Karen Chamas.
Toyota says it's testing hydrogen combustion engines in race cars as it works toward using the technology in commercial products. Such engines burn hydrogen as fuel instead of gasoline, much like rockets. News and analysis at townhall.com. The nation's business economists slightly less optimistic about growth prospects over the coming year.
The National Association for Business Economics has released a new report that found 66% of NABE members responding to a survey expect the economy to grow by 3 to 5.9% over the next year. 28% were less optimistic and peg growth over the next year at 0.1 to 2.9%. That result represented a downgrade from the previous survey in July.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Former Facebook data scientist turned whistleblower Francis Haugen is planning to answer questions from lawmakers in the United Kingdom. They're working on legislation that would be aimed at reining in the power of the social media giants. And once again on Wall Street this hour, stocks modestly higher, the Dow up 45 points, the S&P ahead 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio is on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 25th of October, and 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jared's at the helm with the weather report.
Good morning. It's currently 49 degrees, and today we have a 70% chance of showers, so with a high of 59, a low of 45, excuse me. Tomorrow we have an 80% chance of showers with a high of 56, a low of 47. On Wednesday we have a chance of showers, then it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 66, a low of 48. On Thursday it's going to be sunny with a high of 74. A low of 48, and on Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 71 and a low around 48.
Okay, we've got an atmospheric river over us right now, over the North State. It's going to be getting 9 inches of rain, last week and this week in some areas. Redding's been getting a lot of things are up to 3 inches of rain now. Every inch of rain, of course, helps, with the snowpack and filling Lake Shasta up and, Orville Dam. Hopefully they're getting lots of rain down there. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And it is now open line with Susan Eastman with our market update. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 59 points at 35,736. The S&P 500 positive 12 points at 4,557. And the Nasdaq Composite gaining 62 points at 15,153. Active stocks this morning, Apple down 67 cents, trading at 148.01. Tesla up $62 a share at 971.61, which is the new high. Pinterest down $7.28, trading at 50.78. Stocks of local interest, Best Buy up $2.90 at 121.29. Target positive $3.40, trading at 259.33. TJ Maxx up $1.20 at 65.31. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 1.62%. And for commodities, gold is up $12.46 an ounce at 1,807. Silver up 11 cents at 24.51 per ounce. And crude oil staying up there at $85 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, do you have 10 seconds?
Sure.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan. Happy birthday to you.
I was hiding out on Friday. Sorry.
No, I tell you what, we had the enterprise course in here. We were ready to rock on that. So, happy birthday, my friend. Did you have a nice day?
Thank you. Everything was great. It lasted about 4 days, so it's time to move forward now.
Thank you, everyone.
Did you say Tesla was up higher than it has been?
For a 52-week high. Mm-hmm.
I understand.
It was hovering around 600. Now it's like getting all this momentum.
Wow. I understand
that's
he's the richest.
The stock market is.
I understand he's the richest man in the world. He passed Bezos.
Wow.
I read that someplace. Yeah. Oh, well.
Fortunes rise and fall. You never know.
They do.
Enjoy the moment. All righty.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everyone. Thanks.
Okay. This is Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments. She's the first vice president of investments located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. Okay, we got open line today. I just wish the chat room would call in. You know, they're busy whacking away at each other. I wish they'd get on the air and then they get go back and forth. You know, when they come on, Jesus would come on, and then Tara would come on, and then Jimmy would come on, you know, like that. If you got something stuck in your craw, my friend, something that's bothering you, give us a call at 605-4567. I am doing Open Line Monday here today. My guest that I had lined up and talked to like four times, and he's all ready to go, except it's Thursday. It's not today. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Hunter thought I had a massive brain, but he's young. He's got a lot to learn. Okay, what else do we have going here? Finally, the mainstream media, in this case Wall Street Journal, has started talking about the questions about Biden, President Biden's ability to lead on his cognitive abilities, his health are going mainstream now. As you know, during the campaign, right-leaning media had been well ahead of the curve, saying, is he okay? They had serious questions about President Biden's mental health. And now, just a few days ago, the president appeared to forget where he was, having to be saved by his wife. And other examples include Biden seemingly unable to control his anger at times. You know, it is funny that I've seen when somebody confronts him that he gets really angry. And when he said that, "I don't work for you," to that steel worker. Well, yeah, Joe, you do. You do work for him. And he's never been a great orator, okay? And I understand he has a stammering problem. And you can understand that. However, there's certain things he's saying and doing that makes you kind of wonder. It's kind of creepy in a way, but it's kind of I'm starting to worry a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, Carl. Hey. Yeah, the chat room does get goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Try to keep it civil. I know I've kind of went over the top a few times, but.
Oh, you think? That's why we have the delete button.
But it's just, we're all passionate about our views.
We are.
So, and, you know, certain people, with me, the vaccine mandate, it's like most people say, I have nothing against vaccines. A lot of the people that have invented this vaccine process, the mRNA, is that what it is? Yeah. They don't like this vaccine. The guy that invented it was speaking out against it. But, you know, that's all whatever. It's just the fact of being mandated. I mean, you know, you're being told to put this stuff in your body or you can't go to certain places or travel or keep your job if you work at certain places. And that's the point right there, in my opinion. You know, my son, my daughter-in-law, they got the vaccine. You know, a bunch of people in my family have got it, and that's fine. You know, that's their choice. But if somebody is, you know, making it difficult to live your life if you do not do this, then that's not right. And the point of people saying, well, you know, you're endangering others. Well, you know, if others get the vaccine and wear a mask and be careful, to me, that's, you know, that should be enough.
Well, you know what? Here I am. You know, I've been vaccinated and just been, you know, we make no secret of that. And in fact, we proudly announced that. The idea of forcing people to get vaccinations, you're not in the military, and they're going to keep ratcheting it down, I think. You know, first, you know, what to me, the whole thing from the very, very beginning, you know, Trump went into this warp speed, and you had the Democrats in the media, oh, no, it's not going to ever happen, it's not going to ever happen. Well, it did happen. And, you know, Kamala Harris says, I'm not going to take a vaccination because Trump says it. You know, it has to be medical authorities. Well, it was medical authorities saying it, but again, it was negative. And then Biden comes in running on the, one of the things he's running on is that he will get COVID under control. He's going to have, 70% of the population inoculated by July. You know, he's the savior on it. And as of now, we've had more people die from COVID in Biden than we did under Trump. I think that the way we've rolled this whole thing out, we made it political from the beginning, and you drew lines. You force people to draw lines, and you can't do that. You can't do that.
And isn't it odd that when Trump was in office, the country was divided over Trump. Now the country's divided over the vaccine. It's just a perpetual division of our country in one way or another.
Well, you know, Biden said the other day when he got his booster, oh, we're talking 98% have to get inoculated now instead of the 70%. And we still never have done a nationwide study or test of how many people had antibodies. You know, we may find out that 85% of the country has had COVID or been vaccinated. I mean,
you know what? I'll bet you I've had it because I've been, you know, I've had flu symptoms, but it wasn't anything big, you know, big. And it was just to me like the flu that happens every year.
Because
I've been sicker with, I believe I had SARS or one of those things, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it knocked me out. I mean, I had to go to the hospital. But the thing was, I caught it for some guy who was coughing his brains out in my work truck, and he didn't want to stay home. So, you know, it's just this whole thing is just it's a mess.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that 5 days after Biden was sworn in, they came out with this vaccine.
Well, they had it. They had it before that, and they were supposed to make the announcement, but they didn't during the election time because that would have made Trump look good.
Okay.
And by the way. I think it's time for Trump to get over 2020 and let's move forward.
Yeah, well, you know, that's another conversation. But
yeah. One
thing before I get off the phone, there's two things, actually. They say that there's no long-term effects of this vaccination on children. How do they know that? It hasn't been a long time yet.
I know.
Number two is I heard on the mainstream media, they said if a child gets vaccinated, they're 93% likely not to get hospitalized. Well, if a child got, you know, any other flu or SARS or whatever, what is their percentage of getting hospitalized? So does it really make a difference?
Well, that's a good question.
With 93%. Anyways, all right, Carl, thanks for letting me.
Well, you know what? Carrie Schutte will be on next Monday. She was going to be on today, but, you know, there's nothing, you know, really big happening. I just, you know, so I'm going to have her on next Monday, and I will send her this question. How many kids that get the flu come into the hospital? I mean, the regular flu.
And what's the definition of hospitalization? Is it going to the emergency room, or is it spending, like, the night there?
That's a good question. I'm not going to guess on that. I would just surmise it means this is how many people are hospitalized, but I think probably there's other people that come in for treatments. The other thing, too, how many of these monoclonal therapies are they using? Invectrin on people? They were before.
Well, they're coming out. They're trying to get an FDA approval for a new pill now that's supposed to reduce your chances of hospitalization by 50%.
Well,
and the first thing I thought is that ivermectin or hydrochloroquine or some combination of both.
Yeah.
Or they're going to call it a different name. Who knows? Anyways, Carl, thanks for letting me come on. Great show, and I'll talk to you later.
You bet, Jimmy. Thanks a lot. Okay, we went over on our break, but we can hop right in there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is not a newbie at this. She's been doing it since 1993. She's built her business into two different and distinct branches, one of insurance and one for financial advice. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. If you're having problems keeping your homeowners insurance because of fires, give Judy a call. She's helped everybody we know. 221-0441. Open line, 605-4567. Give us a call, and we'll put you on the air.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBob, Linda's on serious assignment this morning, and you know what? That song, in 17, or 65, he was 17, so he's like a year older than me. And then running on empty, and I picture him on this motorcycle, which I did back then at those days. 8:23 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the frontline battlers for COVID. Having people taking care of them, getting them well, getting them out of there. It's a great medical center, of course, for a variety of reasons. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the top-rated hospitals in the nation by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, a proud supporter of Reading and many of the different events that happen here. Shasta Regional Medical Center really, really plays an important part in our community. Healing starts here. Okay, moving on. We got open line today, 605-4567. And I'm looking for my notebook, which has disappeared. Anyway, the Alec Baldwin shooting, I think in New Mexico. The accidental shooting on the set. I'm not going to say anything about, because the investigation hasn't come out. But there are things you got to kind of wonder about that happened that day. Because there's these little tidbits coming out, but see, you don't know how many of them are true. So I just want to tell you this. I'm not sure if everything that I read is true. It is true that Alec Baldwin aimed the pistol at the cinematographer, the lady, shot her, and it appears the bullet went through her and hit the director that was behind her, hit him in the shoulder, and he hit her dead center. And she was dead, right there. They got him, by the director by ambulance to the nearest medical facility. They airlifted her, but she was pronounced dead on arrival. So at our dinner that we had, I have a couple of students that were having dinner with us that on Saturday, for the Turtle Bay thing. And, So she immediately, the conversation went there. How could that happen? Carl, you say never to point a gun at anybody unless you intend to shoot them. And that's true. That's absolutely true. The other question is how do you get a live round in a prop gun? Now, a lot of prop guns are set up to shoot live ammunition. They're just regular firearms. Others are prop guns that can only shoot blanks, and then there's others that they're just fake guns. And my one experience in making a movie in a shootout, I had a fake gun because I got shot and got blood all over it. But the other one was a live pistol, but I'm the one that loaded it. I saw that there were blanks, and when I was to aim toward the camera, I aimed off to the side because I couldn't aim directly at the camera because the cameraman was right there. That's just me. I just can't aim at somebody, even knowing it's a blank, because even blanks, as you know, killed Brandon Lee. He was shot with a prop gun loaded with blanks, and it killed him. And then there was another actor, same thing, was killed with a prop gun shooting blanks. But this one appears to have a live round in it. The assistant director supposedly said, from different witnesses, cold gun, and handed it to Alec Baldwin. So the question is, they're already saying, because if something like this, there's litigation. There's just going to be. And they're already saying, well, is Alec Baldwin responsible for any of this? Well, it seems to me, and I'm not an Alec Baldwin fan by any means, that he was truly, truly emotionally hit by this. He's met with the woman, the cinematographer that he shot. He's met with their family. He appears to be very distraught. He's canceled all of his upcoming gigs. Of course, the movie they were making, and I'm quoting the low budget
Western they were making is on hold, of course. The union crew walked off the set due to safety concerns earlier, long working hours, all types of things, and they brought in another crew to handle the on-set type of stuff. The fact that this, and I have no idea if this is true, this is just what was said, that somebody said they were using it for target practice, that pistol. I find that hard to believe. The other thing is, I'm not sure how hard it is for the prop guy or girl to check a gun, every gun, and to keep that gun with them, and be the one that hands a safe firearm to the director or even to the actor. And I can't help but think, you know, that if I was an actor and I was doing this, I'd be checking it too. How many times do you see people point a gun at somebody's head in a movie? Now, many of those are just fake guns. If you ever look at how they do John Wick and you're saying, wow, you know, all these, that's computer generated like that. He has the gun in his hand, but everything else is computer generated from, you know, when he's shooting. In low budget, maybe it's different like that. Anyway, it was a tragedy that, and you have to ask yourself, you know, here's Alec Baldwin, who is, you know, is, for years has been anti-Second Amendment, yet he makes his living using these guns, as many of the others do in Hollywood. What impact that's going to have on the movie business? There's already been one show that said all live guns are now banned from their set. May not be a bad idea, considering that probably most of these, you know, these people, men and women that are using these guns, have no concept of how to use a firearm correctly, except what looks good on TV. 8:30, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the place to get a haircut, the place to go in, have a haircut, find out what's going on. They shave around your ears and your neck with a straight razor. I mean, you know, warm lather back there. Is there anything better than that, Jared? Do you like that, man?
No, I do.
I know you get your haircut there. Yeah. They work by appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478. Talk to either Tim or Logan, and you will get the haircut of your life. I guarantee it. That Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. 8:31 in the morning, and it is 48 degrees out there. It looks like it's clearing up a little bit, but I think the rain's coming back. Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We, the people, should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that have been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around. How you was, where you could be found.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. 8:35 in the morning, and it's 48 degrees out there. It's sunny right now. It's supposed to be raining. Jared, you told me it's supposed to be raining today, buddy. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, if you need heating, you need your propane for heating and all these, give them a call. They've got great prices and they take care of their customers. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, maybe they should have had one of the Northern Firearms instructors on the set of Rust with Alec Baldwin. They would not have had this problem. You don't ever put your finger on the trigger. You don't ever point a gun at somebody. And you always make sure that you understand how to use a firearm. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different locations. You can, whether it's CCW, whether it's in a regular class or private classes. Private classes, a lot of people are wanting to do that for their family, their business. And if you are interested in that, you give them a call at 999-1822. I teach private classes all the time. Learn more at usgunpro.com. Let's go to the phones. Let me see. We have a surprise caller. Someone who hasn't been on for, gosh, Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is a good morning. I'll be on next weekend, Sunday.
We're going to talk about
poke the hornet's nest. I got some poking to do. Hey, listen, I called, I think it was Thursday, it might have been Friday last week, and made the pointed out that I think that these contributions to the wind farm were actually bribes. And
I was
dissatisfied with some of the answers, so I thought I'd call up and go over them again with you a little bit.
Well, it's okay, but I want to talk about the insurrection, the quote insurrection on January 6th. So as long as I have time to do that, we're okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, it was pointed out that the $1 million that's going to the sheriff, I said, well, that could just as easily be spent on pensions. And it was pointed out, yeah, but, you know, when you spend $1 million on the pensions, that $1 million will go back to Bernie. That $1 million to the sheriff can go anywhere he wants to. Happy Valley,
absolutely. It can go anywhere. Yes.
And then it was pointed out that on your show that the other side, they said that the contributions made by the previous Hatchet Creek wind farm, the public didn't know where they went. Well, in fact, I read in the paper where every dime went. There was money that went to the Bernie Library, the Bernie High School, the Fall River or the MacArthur Hospital up there. And when I looked at that, I said, this is just bribery. But, you know, if these are in fact contributions, in my opinion, they will be contributing whether this wind farm is okayed or not. Otherwise, it's a bribe. It's like, we're going to give you all this if you okay it. But if you don't okay it, we're not going to give you all these.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Is it a bribe if, like Palomar Builders, when they were able to buy the land out there, the city said, fine, but you have to build parks. And they said, we'll build parks. We'll do these things. Is that a bribe?
Yeah, the city's bribing them that you have to do this or we're not going to okay your
I think the word bribe.
Project. That's a bribe.
Well, no, that's part of the deal. That's part of the deal.
Okay, yes. Well, where's the part of the deal with the wind farm? Who's saying that they have to give these contributions?
If it's approved,
these contributions are being approved by the project.
If it's approved, they've already spent lots of money. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask
you
a question.
$1 million, Modi, for your campaign if you okay this. Otherwise, you don't get it. What's the difference?
Well,
we're going to give Shasta County $5 million to okay if this project's okay.
Take a breath.
Huh?
Take a breath, okay?
Okay.
You okay?
Well, that depends on who you ask. I seem to think I am, but the majority thinks I could use some help.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
See ya.
Bye. Now, here's the difference, is that Nick can hear me. And Terry said this, he has a hearing problem, and there's a seven-second delay. So sometimes he can't hear me. So that's why, you know, with all due respect, Terry, sometimes we turn you down so I can say something in there. Well, Nick obviously could hear me. I want to talk about insurrection, the January 6th insurrection. First of all, according to the FBI, and that's all you heard about, and you still hear, the insurrection. On August 20th, 2021, the FBI confirmed there was no insurrection on January 6th. Insurrection is an organized attempt by a group of people to defeat their government, take control of the country, usually by violence. There was no insurrection at the United States Capitol on January 6th, according to the FBI. They have found little evidence that the January 6th occupation of the U.S. Capitol was the result of an organized plot to overturn the presidential election result, according to four current and former law enforcement officials. 90 to 95% of these are one-off cases, said a former senior law enforcement official. Then you have 5%, maybe, of these militia groups that were more closely organized, but there was no grand scheme with Roger Stone and Alex Jones and all the people to storm the Capitol and take hostages. Well, none, and I just read, and what's brought this up is I just read where the FBI, or not the FBI, but none of the people that have been arrested for the January 6th excursion have been charged with insurrection. They've been charged with trespassing, breaking in, ignoring police, some assault on police, but not one of them has been charged with insurrection, which is, I found it really difficult back then, and we talked about it back then. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot. It was a group of people that crashed into the Capitol. Many of these are being, their cases are being dropped, or, you know, they're being dropped, or they're being reduced to trespassing because, as you could see, they were just wandering through there, taking photos, staying inside the lines of the, you know, the velvet ropes that are up there. Now, there were others that were much more violent and are being charged, but none are being charged with insurrection. So how do you keep saying insurrection if there indeed wasn't one? And the whole thing goes back, of course, to the media and gave them carte blanche to say anything they want, as they usually do. Has nothing to do with facts. Has to do with fear. So, insurrection? No. There wasn't an insurrection. If there was, somebody'd be charged with it by now. The question is why are they holding some of the people there without bail for a riot when, again, we know that there must be a double standard because people that they arrested for, the few people they arrested for rioting and burning in Portland and New York and Seattle and all these other places never spent that much time in jail, even though they were throwing Molotov cocktails. And the two law students, or two lawyers, I should say, in New York, who went up and set a car on fire, they just finally hit court. They pled guilty to, get this, not arson, but being in possession of incendiary device. Now, so you say to yourself, oh, what's that going to do? Well, they pled guilty, so that's a felony, which means they can go to jail up to 10 years. Of course, they won't because they just won't do that. But they've got a felony, which means they can't practice law. So all that money their parents probably paid, put them through law school, or they paid, or they borrowed, which is even better, they're not going to be able to practice law. They got a felony on them. I can't help but chortle at that. 8:45 in the morning here on the 25th of October, and we're going to take a break. We're at Open Line Monday, and so give us a call, 605-4567. It could be anything. You want to talk about the rivers, you want to talk about the salmon, you want to talk about what's going on in our county, our city, our nation, just give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil are the dealers for the Toyo heaters and Toyo water heaters. If you're looking to keep your house warm and the hot water on, give them a call at 241-1167. They provide the fuel for it. SST Oil has been in the business since 1967. They're located on Windham Lane. They're always looking for good employees, always looking for people that want to drive their trucks. It's an employee-owned company. They take real good care of you over at SST Oil. Give them a call again at 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com. Or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Walking by the lake and there was not another car in sight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on serious assignment today, as opposed to, I guess, unserious. But serious today. 8:49 in the morning, 48 degrees, partly sunny, starting to cloud up. We're still supposed to get rain today, is that correct, buddy?
As far as the NOAA says.
Yeah, that's what my, that's what it says right here. Showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. South winds 5 to 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 70%. Higher accounts possibly during the thunderstorms. And then tonight, showers likely, maybe mainly after 11 p.m. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. 8:50 in the morning. And let's go to the phones. Robert, are you excited, buddy?
Yes, Carl. Good morning. And anyway, for whatever it's worth, as soon as I can get together with Ashley and check the model thingy for my coffee table book about the car fire, it should be ready to publish pretty soon, hopefully in time for Christmas. Yeah. But that's not why I called.
Okay.
I called because I recently retired from being a California State Civil Service employee, and there's this paperwork snafu with some of my pension and paperwork, but there's one small problem. Thanks to this lovely Delta variant, the soft opening test pilot thing that several agencies, including, unfortunately, CalPERS, which handles state employee retirements, they're all back to lockdown, and I think it's just, you know, about time we said, hey, look, if we're inoculated and so's the state employee, then we'll take our chances on face-to-face contact, because this snafu that I'm having to deal with, there's no way I can do it online or in a Zoom call. I need to have a sit-down face-to-face with a caseworker.
Well,
and I'm sure I'm not the only one who's frustrated at all of this. You know, anybody having to deal with DMV or the unemployment office or somebody like that, it's like, hey, we got to...
Speaking of that, DMV, you know, I've reached that age where they want me to come back down and get a vision check, and I have to take the test again. But they said, nope, guess what? You don't have to do that. You can just do it online because of COVID.
Yeah, but what about it if you don't have a computer?
Well, I know that, but what I was thinking was, so if you think enough that I have to come down here because to get my vision checked and all that, oh, never mind. It's not that important. But when you come to things like your retirement or EDD, that is important. And you would think they'd be able to have, if somebody's vaccinated and you go in and you take all the precautions, that, you know, put a glass shield between you and all those other things, you should be able to go down and talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, but nobody wants to be bothered doing that. I've even got a couple of phone messages in to Mrs. Dolly, and I still haven't heard back from her or her people because, you know, like, I'm okay for right now, but it would be nice to be able to have a sit-down face-to-face with my caseworker, get this paperwork snafu straightened out. And, heck, I'm even willing to make a road trip to Sacramento because there's a couple of things on my bucket list that I want to do in Sacramento. And then as soon as possible after retirement, I plan on leaving California.
Whoa. Where are you going?
Well, I'm leaning towards Nevada because over the years in my AARP literature, it's been saying that Nevada doesn't tax your retirement pension no matter where you earned it. But in the interim, I'm hoping if I can get the T's crossed and the I's dotted to give Chief Burrows a hand. He wanted to start a thrift store to help offset expenses for the Veterans Museum, and I helped my mom with some aspects of that with the one our church used to have back in the 90s, so I know what works and what doesn't.
Well, I tell you, thrift store is a good idea. Rob Burrows has worked his butt off for the last 14 years.
Yeah, and the county's been giving him the runaround. You'd think their whole blueprint for approving any kind of permits must be the Reverge Anselmo meets Rodney Dangerfield model.
Thanks,
I tell you, I don't get no respect.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You bet. We were talking about Reverge Anselmo this weekend. You know, many of the people remember going up to Anselmo's for dinner and entertainment, and it was just noteworthy. Beautiful place. John Stadelli, the chef, there is nobody better than John Stadelli. Yeah, there's a lot of great chefs out there, but, man, he is so good. He was the chef out there. Pat Karch, one of the guys that works with us now, would go out there and entertain with Linda. Linda would sing out there, gosh, every week or every other week. And people talked about it. It was really a great place to go for dinner, wines, entertainment. Horseback rides, the whole shooting match out there. And of course now it's shut down. They're still battling with the county. I mean, how many years has this been now? It's got to be 8 years. 8 years. They still can't get things done there. Now, is it the county's fault or is it, I mean, two different sets of owners? I can't believe, and then gosh knows how many people have cycled through the county's offices right now, but it just seems like there's got to be at some point, you should be able to get a permit up there. And what the problem is, I mean, it wasn't a money problem, obviously. But there was a battle going on between him and the county that lasted for years and cost both sides a couple million dollars until Reverge Anselmo just said that's it. And he sold it, moved away, and then the lady that bought it is up there putting in more vineyards vines for the wine, and still she hasn't been able to open it up either. I don't know how hard she's working now. I know when she's first there, she was working hard to get it done. So just it just makes you wonder how that works over in the county. Maybe we'll have next time we have one of the supervisors on, now that the recall is over, maybe we can get other people on and ask them, what is the problem with doing something like this? Or maybe just have the guy in charge of all, the one that gives out the permits and construction, have him on. And here the county, you know, saying, hey, look, we've worked with them or whatever they did. And some of it is like two people before them. So anyway, tomorrow, Haven Humane is going to be on. We're going to be talking with them about the impact the fires have had, the impact COVID's had, their Bark, Wine, and Brew online virtual get-together they had. KIXE is now having their online auctions. That's going on right now. You just go to KIXE.org /auctions, and you can see what they have. Again, it's raising money for our local public TV station here. KIXE.org/auction. It's KIXE's largest annual fundraiser, and this year's event is Dressed to Impress with over $100,000 in donated goods and services. They have the televised auction show will air on Channel 9 beginning Wednesday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. And the live auction and all proceeds from the auction support the day-to-day operations of KIXE, the North State's local PBS station since 1964. And we have been. We've been supporters of KIXE since we started the station. Where else can you get Lawrence Welk? And when Pat Karch comes to me every Monday and says, did you see Lawrence Welk this weekend? I just hate to have to tell him no. I'm sorry, I didn't see Lawrence Welk this weekend. Do you ever watch Lawrence Welk, Jared? Have you ever seen him? Do you know who he is?
I do, and I do not watch it. I've never watched it.
Did your great-grandmother ever watch him?
No. I used to work at a place for developmentally disabled people, and one of them loved Lawrence Welk, so it was always on TV.
You know what Let's Go Brandon is about? We've talked about that, right? They were at a NASCAR stock race, and the winner was a guy named Brandon. And when the lady was interviewing him, the stands erupted in the chant of concerning Joe Biden. And the first word is one that you cannot say on the air, and it went blank Joe Biden, and it was just roaring through the crowd. And the lady says, "Oh, wow! Look at the people that are getting behind you. They're chanting, 'Let's go, Brandon.'" Well, of course, it's hilarious, and even